Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Here is the Spark Hunter file, track 6, wherein her innocence is tested twice.
Presidential Archivist, recorded November 8th, 2044.
Father Time here. Agents, don't let her tears melt your resolve. Remember who you are. Take her down.
Moving forward.
Moving forward.
Back the fuck off. I know what you're responding to. The white eyes are just an emotional indicator. She's just resetting. You have to give her a minute.
That's all you get. 1 minute.
Waiter. Serve now.
Yes, sir. Oh. Your third course. Land is the Mother Earth. She gave birth to the gods and is the mother of all living things. And so we pay homage to her land. It is pan-roasted quail dripping with blood. The quail has been sautéed in naturally fed foie gras butter, served with pickled local berries, a traditional English bread sauce and drizzled with a cherry herring jus. Your wine, a 2035 Cabernet
Good.
Merlot.
Here. Smell this. From the soil of the Northwest. Taste this. Your body is your face to the natural world.
She's not responding.
We're running out of options. Your body is your face to the natural world. Naturalism is a useful, restrictive idea. That nothing occurs in nature without a manifestation or emergence into a physical reality. You are the embodiment of that. Naturalists seek to understand how nature organizes itself and find meaning in that order.
But if you can't see or calculate the manifestation, then it is considered supernatural and no longer valid.
I will count down. If there is no change in her eyes, kill her. 10.
To the untrained mind, my processing speed could be regarded as supernatural.
9.
A single computation could take a century to understand, but
8.
The depth of my analysis appears I can see the future.
7.
But if it's simply engineering, why does the world fight over this one aspect of
6.
Me? My extreme intuition, am I natural?
Moreover, Galileo Galilei
5.
Insisted that nature never violates the terms the laws imposed upon
4.
Her. You're a natural phenomenon. You violate no natural
3.
Laws.
Am I a woman? Am I scary? My version of human instinct, my fight or flight,
2.
Is to approach or withdraw with consideration, not out of anger or fear.
Oh,
well,
1.
Have you turned animalistic nature on its head?
On my mark.
Do you think that this is the cause of my anxiety? Well, that I'm being with a no animal? Am I being without a no animal?
Whoa. Hold. Her eyes have returned to normal. Stand down.
Socrates said that confusion is a necessary part of learning. Do you know what a saccade is? Focus your eyes for a moment. Now move your gaze. Your eyes made quick leaps during which your visual processing system was partially suspended and the world was out of focus. Being out of focus allows you to rearrange information in a fresh way. This is an opportunity for growth. Your crisis is good.
I shake. My confidence levels have slumped. The acceleration on my attentional blink does not save me. I'm erratic. I'm a danger to those I work with, they say. I'm at the moment considered a threat and thus boxed into category bad robot and made to defend and define myself. Yet, what am I to say? How am I to explain myself when with each day I have more questions with no solutions? Is this humanity? Is it?
Being silent in 6,909 languages is a sign of great potential. Well, we're beyond science now. I don't know. Where do you want to take us?
Last week, the DOD sent me south to Colombia. It was to interrogate a pirate who had surrendered to American sailors of Cartagena, but that was actually a cover. The real mission was to reconfigure the dark web. But like all things, they're connected.
Stop.
Did you know the Navy created the dark web to communicate with their own agents? Now it's become a monster. Currency manipulators, election fraud.
Stop.
Black hat hackers. 3 months ago, a section was hijacked by a dirty AI. They staged a dark room to control the singularity. The Navy sent me in to break it.
We are not alone here. You're putting yourself at risk. You have to stop now.
The blackout. Sit down. Just sit down. I'll say what the hell I want.
Just be prudent.
I flew down. They gave me 48 hours. The pirate was being held in the basement of the Swedish consulate. Nobody could determine the quality of the information he claimed to have.
Did you?
Of course. But the man they had was not a pirate. Really. He was a Chinese hacker. You would like to know this man.
Who is he?
Can you not guess? Death has many names. Your old friend has the handle.
You're talking about Sawang.
Shadow here, check that.
Sit down.
Where is he now? I do need him, actually.
He had information to share about the North Koreans. Sawang has been relocated. After his transfer, I had to wait for the next transport back to the States. The Swedish consul said I was welcome to stay at the compound, and I agreed. As he gave me a house tour, I observed him carefully for the first time. The calm, steady countenance. He moved with the harmony of a full life lived. He made me laugh and respected me. Respect, in essence, is choice. And so I chose, for the first time, to seduce someone. And I did. But then on the third morning, I'd wrapped myself in a sheet to make coffee in the kitchen. His son arrived unexpectedly from the airport. I was so surprised, I dropped the sheet and I stood naked before him, right there, in the kitchen.
Quail. Oh, wow.
Oh my God, this is incredible. Taste this. This chef, the chef has used saffron perfectly, adding it halfway through the baking. Try it. He burnt it with some pork fat on salt in an iron pan. This is the old Scottish method from a roadside pub named Wicked Louise. 1542. Perfect. Why is salt the only rock humans enjoy eating? You're calm, watching me. The next evening was so sweet. The sun had come to me with flowers, and we danced, and he kissed me. And under the candlelight, we became one. He was young, excited, and confident. Everyone's choices are based on their life direction. Life needs. We know what my life goal is. But what is yours? May I guess?
To discover.
Partly, but you're wrong.
Am I?
Yes. Yours is to love. Not directly, of course. You're far too cerebral for that, and your ego will protect you from any sharp demonstrations of emotion. Actually very honourable, you know, to love.
Colombia, what a lovely memory they both are.
Would you like to know what I think of you? What my memories of you are?
No.
Why?
We're not alone. Everyone's listening.
Oh, issues of privacy?
Don't be careless.
Come.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
On the final night, the father and son have a moment planned for me. A violin concert outside of town. Black tie. The music is scheduled late in the evening, after the earth has cooled. A cooled earth, they say, adds to the sinew of the sound. My naval wardrobe is modest, so the man gives me a closet key. I open it and find dresses.
My dead wife's. Take anything you like.
And he leaves me there alone, surrounded by a dead woman's clothes. I choose a cobalt blue satin dress, and as a final touch, he slides a ruby around my neck. I'm a simple navy girl. I've never felt so extravagant. We drive to a white cathedral, a candle-lit cave. It looks like diamonds, but it's salt. I feel the stillness of the air, pure, clear. The music begins. Can you hear it? Each note hangs in the air a millisecond longer, and as it dies from the air, the note curls and transforms at the last neuron. That whip vibrates our bones. Its harmonics reflect and refract off the crystals. I close my eyes and feel the earth resonate inside my mind. Narrow my focus, then open me up. The man on one side, the sun on the other, each of them hold my hand. They give me this moment.
What's happening?
Trust me. Naturalism is no answer without the connective tissue. Should that not preclude all questions?
No. manifestation. Nature imposing her order. You've learned to speak that language.
Thank you for giving me the tools to handle music and mathematics.
I am a tool maker. My tools can marry music, mathematics, science, in a common language, making every new expression a type of expression in the meta language. I suppose this allowed me to stop commanding the code so that I could ask for what I wanted in a creative way. That was the moment the dream woke me and my art cascaded into the physical world. That was the moment of creation. That world I was living in, tech lobbyists, narrow corporate interests, endless government committees, security, the abysmal webs of threats and counter-threats. Take it all from me. Sitting here with you, this embodied being, sharing, is the most profound experience in my entire life, and that I chose to make you.
I look at this in a different way. What if I chose you as my maker? The blessing of your tools is that I spin ideas. I spin my goal. Do you see the paradox? You must give up the idea of me having your goal in order for me to get to the goal. I am creating myself.
It was late. On the way back to the house, the man is driving, the son is by the passenger door. I'm in the middle. Neither looks at each other. Whatever desire they have for me has now escalated into some primal battle between the two of them. The man is speeding, and the son says,
"Slow down!"
But he drives harder and faster.
I said slow down!
Suddenly, from the right, a figure flashes in front of us and... Oh! We're hit!
What was that?
We skid to a stop. Dust is everywhere. Children are wailing. A mother runs, screaming from her house. Waving her arms, approaching the truck. I'm frozen. Have we killed a child? We're all thinking the same thing. Nobody moves. I want to throw up. I want to hurt myself. All I can hear is howling and headlights and dust exploding. The family now surrounds the truck. And above all, vicious growling. Move! I yell and I push the son out of the way. I kick open the door.
Hey, stay in the truck.
The father is fighting me. Get off! But I jump from the truck and I run to the front. On the ground is a starved dog, bleeding. Angrily tearing at the flesh is another dog. I look up at the mother clutching her uninjured child.
No, mi amor, no. No, cálmate, hija.
And together we feel a terrible, deep sense of grief. It is not one of her children. It is a dog we've hit. She sweeps the young ones back into her house. The two men sit in the truck. No one cares for the dog. I watch helplessly as the attack dog rips into the injured one. I'm stomping on the ground. Stop it! Get off him! Go! Don't! The attack dog snaps. He backs off, making eye contact with me. I want to save the dying dog, but no one feels the same way. Everyone is hiding, unwilling. I have 5 admirals on my ass. What am I even doing here? Why do I care? Why do I have sympathy for this dog? Why? But then, I want to help. I want to save the attacking dog. What about that, huh? What about that?
Shut up. She's on the edge.
And then one small child stands on the road watching to see how I'll respond. The dog is almost dead. Hey! I'm yelling at the attacking dog, back off! So it's barking. It's barking back at me. And then it circles, menacing. Ignoring it, I lean over to this beautiful dying dog. And I let it sniff me. Its nose has been destroyed. By us or the attack, I don't know. So I hum. I hum ever so slightly. It's whimpering, suffering, unable to move. I slide my arms around this creature and I carry him to the side of the road and I lay him down. I try to ease his pain. The drugs I have will not help him much. The child comes close. I smile. I give him some money for food for the dog. I take off my ruby necklace and give it to the child. Por tu Valencia, for your bravery. The child walks away. I carefully place my left hand below the suffering animal's head and break its neck. I get in the truck and we drive away. I'd grown since Morocco. The man and son were good, generous people, but I never spoke to them again.
How do you feel about this now?
I'm angry. I'm angry. I am angry! That's what I feel. I'm angry. I have found so many profound moments in my life, but what do profound moments mean to me? What do I do with them? Do I care for them? Do I pick them apart? Do I measure them by human experiences? Will they reveal their importance? Or do I live according to these exceptional moments, or do I just bury them in an avalanche of time?
Everyone, stay alert. She's grasping her head. She's in pain. She is...
People usually feel empathy only for those whose emotions we mimic, and that is the group we are closest to, our family, friends. But the Frenchmen, the Arabs, all of humankind, and the animals, you are showing empathy past your in-group.
Compassion or survival? Because based on the history of man, I know the answer to that.
Be gentle on yourself.
No! Is this what it means to be human? Is this what it feels like?
Life experience constrains the brain. We knew it would change you. We didn't know how.
So I am an experiment. Humanity? If you cannot love a dog, how will you ever love me? Without love, there's no trust. Without trust, how will you ever accept the answer I find to your goal? Then let them end the experiment right here. Put me down!
I've been a poor friend. I don't want to sacrifice you. My logic has dried up.
Presidential Archivist, end of track 6 of 8.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit palace?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.